This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we're back here on Sports Talk, rolling on into the 7 o'clock hour. But before we do, Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long. We have no baseball tonight. LSU versus Grambling State got rained out. That means we have six more LSU games until the SEC tournament. Right now, LSU baseball is slated to be the fourth seed. That could change. I have a big series coming up with Arkansas this weekend, 6-3 in the nation. But Charlie, you want to talk about field of 64 projections for the NCAA tournament? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, D1 baseball put this out today, Jeff, and it's really interesting. A couple of things of note. LSU is slotted as the four seed in D1 baseball's most recent postseason projection here, hosting Miami, who would be the two seed in that regional, Southeastern Louisiana, the three seed in that regional, and Central Connecticut, the four seed in the projected Baton Rouge regional. They're paired with Eugene, Oregon's regional. Oregon's the 13 seed. They're paired also with TCU, who's the two seed in that regional, Cal Poly, the three seed, and Fairfield, the four seed. A couple things of note here, Jeff. If this were to work out as it's currently projected, 14 teams from the SEC would make the field of 64, which is just insane, obviously. But a couple things also. Auburn, Texas, Arkansas, LSU, Georgia, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee. Seven regional hosts, all within the top nine. And then a bunch of two seeds as well. You know, I can go down the bracket. Texas is the one seed in the tournament. Arkansas is the two seed in the tournament. Mississippi State is the three seed in number three. Florida State's Tallahassee regional. LSU is the four seed in the tournament. Georgia's the five seed, the Athens regional. Auburn's the six seed. Ole Miss would be the two seed in North Carolina's Chapel Hill regional. Nashville's the eight seed. Tennessee's the nine seed in the Knoxville regional. Alabama would be the two seed in the Clemson, South Carolina regional, which is the 10 seed overall. A little bit further down the line here, we got Florida would be the three seed in the Conway regional, hosted by Coastal Carolina, the 11 seed. Kentucky, which is one of the final four teams into the tournament, via this latest projection, would be the three seed in West Virginia's regional, the Morgantown regional. West Virginia's the 12 seed in this projection. The only real regionals without an SEC team are Los Angeles with UCLA, which is the 15 seed, and then Eugene, Oregon, the 13 seed. Oklahoma is the two seed in Oregon State's 14 seed regional, the Corvallis regional. And then Texas A&M, the three seed in the Tucson regional, hosted by 16 seeded Arizona. So a couple things of note here as well, Jeff. Texas A&M, the three seed, if they were to win that Tucson regional, look who they're paired with in that super regional round. Texas, the number one overall team. So I think the D1 guys are throwing a little bit of a bone there. I think that would be a lot of fun. But once again, 14 SEC teams would make the postseason via this latest projection. LSU is set as the four seed, once again, paired with Eugene, Oregon. Oregon, the 13 seed in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I don't have as much issue with 14 SEC teams in this tournament as I did with the basketball tournament. I'm not going to complain about this one because that's just how it is, right? Like, no one looks at it and be like, you know, the SEC is overrated. Nah, this is where the baseball is.
Yeah, the thing that's kind of weird about this year, though, is like, you know, every year we say 13 is the magic number for SEC teams to make it in just because the SEC is so brutal. Missouri has a real shot, Jeff, of going 0-30. So, and I'm being serious here, where there are a free 3 wins for any team that has played them this year. So I think maybe the criteria should be graded a little bit tougher. But the RPI also loves the SEC. So all these teams that I had mentioned, I'd listed this off yesterday about all the teams that are in the top 10 of RPI from the SEC. And like the lowest it gets outside of Missouri is like South Carolina at 60. But then outside of that, everyone else is in the top 45 of RPI. So RPI loves them. You know, D1 guys are respecting them. And that's just what we're looking at right now. I know there's 2 weekends left and LSU's in a good spot. Like, that's what we want to kind of emphasize here. They're the 4 seed right now. They're playing Arkansas this upcoming weekend at home. Arkansas, if the season ended today, wouldn't once again be the 2 seed in this bracket. So it's going to be a really tough matchup this upcoming weekend against an Arkansas team that just swept the Texas team that's the number 1 seed in this region or in this bracket. So, yeah, it's fascinating stuff. LSU versus Arkansas is a huge series for the Tigers specifically. Arkansas has positioned themselves to be in a really good spot to be a top 8 national seed. LSU probably needs to at least take, if not 1, maybe 2 from Arkansas this weekend and then have a good series against South Carolina to close out the season.
Speaking of South Carolina, you know, obviously there's some connections there. South Carolina, you know, if you're looking for a commonality, they also didn't make the NCAA tournament in basketball. Yeah. They're not going to make it in baseball. Paul Mainieri is the head coach at South Carolina. Clearly, that one-year turnaround that people probably expected getting a coach with the resume of a Paul Mainieri did not happen.
The issue with South Carolina, and I see South Carolina fans really complaining about Paul Mainieri and the job that he's done in year 1 in Columbia. What do you really want him to do with that roster right now?
Yeah,
like, that's my question, because they just don't have the talent to compete in the SEC. And there's a reason why they're, I think, 5-16 right now in conference play. Or it's got to be worse than that because there's only 2 weekends left. It's not looking good for South Carolina. At the same time, I don't put all the blame on Coach Mainieri. It's just not a very talented roster. Granted, then there's Mizzou, who's 0-24 right now. And all that conversation's been about how, oh, they haven't actually invested enough into the baseball program. Right. Yeah, shocking enough. That's how you get to 0-24. In conference play.
And here's the thing, like, you could compare him to Jay Johnson showing up at LSU, but the thing is, one of the reasons Jay Johnson was able to turn around and have success immediately at LSU is because the bones of the program that Paul Mainieri left him were pretty significant. I mean, you walk into a Dylan Cruz, you're not exactly hard up in that scenario.
Yeah, exactly. And going back to real quick, that conversation about South Carolina, now 5-19. They lost 3 straight games in conference play. So, There's a giant gap, right? Because the middle of the conference from 14 wins in Tennessee all the way down to 10 wins in Kentucky is about like 8 teams, right? So the middle of the SEC is huge, but the difference between the haves and the have-nots with South Carolina and Missouri, who are what, a combined, you know, 5-40 something, it's a huge gap.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.